Magnus Haystack of Brenthurst Wealth joins us now to discuss a rather controversial topic, but aren't they all in the financial world nowadays? Magnus, lovely to be with you, and thank you for sharing us sharing your insights with us. A community member, a member of the BrisNews tribe, Brian Follett, has been on a little bit of a soapbox about these deep fake ads. And he wrote to me again this morning, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. He wants to know why those people who are in deep fake ads, Johann Rupert, Nikki Oppenheimer, Hashim Amla, I see Vuzi, Tembe Kwayo was in one recently, why they don't make more of an effort to tell the public that these are false. And secondly, that do they not bear some responsibility for members of the public investing with the miscreants who are using these ads to pull them in? And I'd love to know from your perspective how you feel about this.
Yes, good afternoon, Eric. I saw the email, and I don't think it's got any merit. You know, I think it's very well known, not only in South Africa but around the world, that scamsters are creating deep fake impersonations of well known people, Warren Buffett, Alec Hogg, and Elon Musk, and pretending that they are selling investment products on your behalf, or they are actually selling to the public. And I think it's been well publicized all over the media that these are fakes. Be very, very careful. And, you know, you cannot take it seriously. And so, first of all, that's the first point. The second point is, what can you do, or Johann Rupert or Elon Musk do, when someone in South Africa creates this fake ad soliciting money? I mean, it's impossible for anybody to know what's going on the big world out there, the big internet, and what people are doing. So that's the first thing. What steps can you practically take? And apart from publicizing the fact that it's not me, it's not me, it's not me, perhaps register a complaint at the Financial Services Board, which I have had to do in the past. And quite recently, someone was impersonating me, my name, my company logo, emailing clients as if they are me. And well, it was so bad, so many spelling mistakes, that the client actually wrote to me and said, "Listen, I immediately saw it's not you." But be that as it may, some of these scams are very sophisticated. And you know, again, caveat emptor, the client must also bear some responsibility, or who falls for it, to think, is this possible? Is this plausible? Will someone like Warren Buffett or Elon Musk create an advert and teach me how to make money with small amounts of money? So there's an element of credibility as well. And to think that the person who's being impersonated bears some kind of responsibility, I don't think it holds any water. And to take that argument even further, as he suggested in that email to you, that they should compensate people who've lost money, well, you know, but both legally and from a common sense perspective, just doesn't make sense. That, you know, if someone scams someone else by being a crook, that they should bear some responsibility. I mean, that creates an unlimited and an enormous liability for any public persona.
I agreed with you completely when it started off. And then I started thinking about it a little more. And perhaps there are many members of the public who aren't as empowered on financial information as you and I are. Shouldn't there be some responsibility? If I see somebody impersonating me, I would do, and it's happened to me, in fact, on numerous occasions, I will do what I can to let people know that this isn't me. But it's almost got so widespread now that those who are being impersonated don't even bother anymore. Perhaps they should bother a little. And I think that was really the point that where I can, of course, it's impossible to hold Johann Rupert responsible for some guy who's reacted to a deep fake ad. But shouldn't it be within his huge organization, somebody who picks it up and at least issues some kind of a public statement to say, no, this Bankso ad has got nothing to do with me, etc.?
I think these companies and individuals do that, but it's very hard to, you know, the first time it happens, it's newsworthy. Social media talks about the fact that there's a scam going around, but then it continues. And how many more times must you get onto a soapbox and say, it's not me, it's not me? And you can put something on your website. You can put something, you can lodge an official complaint at the FSCA that they can warn the public, which they frequently do. And thirdly, if you have the resources and the means to try and trace the creators of these scamsters somewhere on the internet, you're probably going to end up in a small hovel in Afghanistan with the internet content creating these things with no substance. If you find them, they will disappear and they're gone. And you've spent all this money trying to take legal action. And so it's a very, very difficult, you know, trying to go through the formal channels or bringing an interdict and stopping them. That's not going to work because that would be laughable. So, yes, the media plays a big role. They already do that. They are sort of unpaid guardians and warning the public on an ongoing basis about these scamsters. But at the end of the day, I think any investor must sit down and do his homework. Is this legitimate? Just take time to get to the FSCA and see if this is a registered financial services provider. And that is investment 101. Go and check. For some people, that's even too much trouble, because it takes 10 minutes of the time. They want someone else to do it for them. But that's the starting point. Then you go and check the websites. Then you go and look on Facebook and do your own search on this fantastic scam scheme that's sitting on your lap. So to turn around and say, oh, the people being impersonated should carry some blame, I cannot support that. And I don't think it'll go far in any court in any part of the world.
Perhaps there's also the deterrents that aren't really being applied. And I'll use the example of Bankso. We had a lady, just used her first name, Claire, who was went to the Bankso offices, met with Bankso people. And this was after, and lost her life savings. And this was after Bankso's account had been suspended by the Financial Services Conduct Authority. And it was not supposed to be engaging at all. And what happened subsequent to that, in fact, before that, was that one of our community members had a similar story with a company called Afri Markets, which, like Bankso, has a financial FSP number. In other words, it is legitimate, supposedly. And this was the same scheme, the same chief operating officer, the same actors, in other words, as Bankso were. So I guess if these people can get away with it and they can tie up the financial authorities in courts for months, if not years, then they'll continue to do what they're doing. And really my suggestion when I spoke to Gerard van Deventer from the Financial Service Conduct Authority is, why don't you get the cops in there? Go and arrest these guys. If a member of the public can get in there, then perhaps make a show of it. And that could be a deterrent that finally prevents these fraudsters. But at the moment, it doesn't seem to be too much.
You know, Alex, since you and I started in financial journalism, there have been scams and crooks and guys creating these things. And they all come and they go. And I think the short-term rewards are so huge. And the massive profits that they can suck out of a gullible public makes it worth their while to hit and run. They will create a scheme. They'll suck in money, and we've seen it with the leader guards and the share maxes and the pick vests. And they come and they go. I have a lot of sympathy for people who lose money in these scams, but where I cannot understand it when I know, and I listened to that interview with that lady Claire. And there are many, many others that appear in the press all the time. about poor pensioners who put all their money in one investment. Now they're breaking all the well-established rules of investments. It's like playing on a railway line, and the train comes and crashes you, and you say, "Oh, I didn't know there's a train coming." Some things are so obvious, and we've been saying it. The media has been saying it. Common sense tells you, do not take all your money and put it with one institution and hoping that's going to solve all your financial problems. And, you know, I've got sympathy up to a point, but at some point people really can only blame themselves. They're breaking all the investment rules by putting everything into a dubious, uncertain investment scheme.
Magnus Haystick is with Brenthurst Wealth, and I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.